Activating meridians. Alignment. Instability in field. Negative. Charge aligning matrix field. Positive. Coordinates reached, Commander.
Activate the Chardé field.
Activations of multidimensional engines.
Launch communications probe.
Power levels to maximum.
Activate all dimensional levels of communication.
Communication established.
The voice you hear is known as Bob.
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 Bob. Ladies and gentlemen, we have reached our destination. This is the last slave planet in the galaxy. Under all agreements, under all rights, under galactic law, we now proclaim this planet free. The dissension of the true human consciousness has begun.
Energizing Shambhala Diamonds.
The men, women, and children of this planet are now set free. Critical mass.
Integration onto microcosm, expanding linear space.
Prepare for landing. Prepare for landing. Prepare for landing.
Free space activation.
Good evening, everybody. Paul here, aka Bob, Dark City Radio Show. As usual, pretty informal. You can ring in if you want. It's only an hour, this one. So if you are going to do it, get in early. That's what I say, get in early. Numbers to ring, +44 161 298 0298. And that should be being displayed on your player around about now-ish. Or you can get in through Skype, and that number is, what is it? No, it's not a number, come on, Bob. It's a name, and it's Bob's Backyard. Bob's Backyard on Skype, and you can join us here live within a matter of minutes. So what have we got for you tonight? I was going to mention a little bit about what's happened in the Dark City behind the scenes. There's all sorts been going on that you don't get to know about, and that's been pretty good fun. We got a few people who have joined us on our little impromptu show, and if you want to have a ask about these any of the Dark City crew, how they got to being on the Dark City, and you know what it is for them, why not do that? If you want to get involved, do that as well. Bring them numbers, get involved, go to the website, do it. You know, don't wait, right? And wish you had. Don't be that old man or that old woman sat in that nursing home in however many years' time, you know, saying to them people, I had a chance of being on a radio station. You know, don't be one of them. Be one of them who sits there and says, I did that, me. I had a go. All right. But you have some good stories. So, yeah, they've all got pretty good stories. So we've got with us today, who have we got with us today? I need to make my screen big because there's that many of them. Can't see them all. Oh, it's the Dark City Linux server. We'll get to that. You know, first being last and last being first and all that stuff. And then next on my little bullet, we've got the Orange Auto Whip here and his delectable Dallas Cali. They were the auto hippies. They did their little bit. You get in, have a word with them. They weren't called the auto hippies, were they? That's my pet name. Excuse me. It was auto camp. It was auto camp. So they did that one where, you know, so get in.
No regrets. It's camp auto lifter was. And you can find... You can find all the gory details on tomboy-pink.co.uk.
Tomboy-pink. Get it all there. Right, we'll ring up, ask them. We've got Dawn of the Dark City. Ring her up, ask her what it's all about. She's on here. We've got Lee, is our man over in Spain. Excuse me. Guy's kind of a bit famous, and he's all right if you check him out. Get on and find out. It's good stuff. We've got Bob Earthwise, right? This is the man who set up the first off-the-grid festivals in the UK. Right? No, you know what I mean? No bullshit. That is Bob Earthwise.
I didn't do the first ones. I did the first one in Dorset and the first one in Bournemouth.
Oh, well, give me some artistic license. Bob was the first man on Earth, right, to transcend the nether regions. Anyway, but he's great. Anyway, Bob, come and talk to him. He's brilliant. You know what I mean? I've chatted with him on and off air. Good bloke. We've got the legendary Robo Hippie. If you want to know, right, what, how many bits there are inside an atom, right, talk to Robo. He'll give you the sell by day. We've got Boris Trent. I mean, Boris, come on. You don't know who Boris is? Battle of Hastings, right? Go and look up the Battle of Hastings because it's still going on, okay? Right, we've got Sarah. Right, I was Sarah. Now, Sarah does the I Am show, right? You want to know about grounding, esoterical, navigating through your life, like, in a more harmonious way than you are currently, right? She's your girl. Listen to jingles. Have you heard of any of the jingles we've got on? Have you heard of any of them, you know, like Chris, Sparky, the man, Chris? He's sat here right with us now. You can ask him, get involved, he'll help out. You help him, he'll help them. It's a great team, it's a great team. Coming up just up there, up the rear, there's two of them on. Nerisse. What a brilliant asset she's been. Gardening, love it. Anybody who knows me knows that. They know it, right, one way or another. It's my passion, it's my life, it's my saviour. Growing. And that brings me right to... Our little man from all over the place. You know, this guy's been all over the place. He's been shouting for a cause, a bit like the rest of us, really. You know, I suppose he might be a little bit more well-known than, well, except for me, of course, because everybody knows me now. But, you know, we've got our Rick Simpson sat here with us, just chilling out. We're hoping our Rupert might turn up in a bit. It's his birthday today, so happy birthday to Rupert. That's it. Hi, it's Rupert on YouTube. How'd you get that wrong? So we've got a great crew. We've got a great career, right? Join us. Okay, I'm not going to waffle on too much, unless, because I'm sure one of these lot have got something they're going to throw in. You know, sure they have. A bit of news or a bit of a tidbits. I'll get the ball rolling. We've had some major computer issues over the last week. Well, mainly my computer, lovingly called the brain. Because it kind of ties everything together. It's more like the switchboard. Keeps the conversations going. It keeps all that side of it going. So we've had a few issues with that this week. Really have. Been a bit iffy. We've struggled. We've had to strip down all the stuff. And it's kind of put us under strain a little bit on the computer front, on the technical front, without any doubt. You know, I've got to admit that. But saying that, in the meantime, well, other things were breaking. We got Dan, you know, Dan the Linux man, Dan McDonald, great guy, right, really has bailed us on a few occasions now. And we keep coming up against issues and problems, and well, that's kind of part of it, I suppose. That's all kind of part of it. We've got to remember, we're actually doing things that nobody else has done, so we can't actually go and ask anybody. You know, who'd you go and ask? So, yeah, we can't actually ask anybody. There's nobody to tell us what we're doing. So we have to work it out. And that sometimes can get a bit tedious. So, yeah, we took a few hits. But we worked it out. A good side of it is, as some of you know, we invested in Bitcoin mining. Now, Bitcoins took another hit this week. They went down to about £50. Now, I'd actually told a few people, £60 mark, you know, buying between £60 and £65 and selling Between about 70, what was it, 67 and 72 or something, if you buy it, or 72 and 77, I can't remember, I've got it written down, and I said that to a few people this week, hey, and sure enough, I'd set one at £60 to buy, and they fell through, and I bought one early hours, I think it was, today, maybe earlier on today, at £60. Now, that same Bitcoin then sold 3.5 hours later for £72. No, I only did the one, you know, because we ain't got loads and we're poor, loyal people. But it works. We made another 12 quid, maybe £10 something by the time they've done it, £11 something. But yeah, they took a bit of a knock. So we can't use those funds at the moment. So it has put us low on funds. However, another bit of good news. The mines we've bought, they're on the way. They should be on the way. They should arrive by the end of the month and we can start generating... as we actually saw it, each one of these little servers were actually created. It will pay for itself. Pay for itself and actually create an income for the people who are willing to house the servers. Okay, we're a long way off that. And that would be our free internet. That would be every single host and member and listener would be able to access our data files, our internet, our music, our stuff. Not, you see? This is not just about... putting a media stream up there. It's about putting a library in there. It's about putting that information and that data and being able to be able to access it freely without the manipulation of the media streams. It brings me to YouTube. I don't know if anyone, it's been reported to me like quite a lot of hours, including one of Rick's just recently, which is ridiculous. I can understand how a few of them don't make the hits and there's people out there want to click on them and give us more numbers and... but we're now being restricted if we hit 300. They are, because the advertisers want to know if the numbers are correct. Anybody else want to tell me YouTube's not sucking Satan's cock? Go on, have a look at that. So, yeah, we've had some rough times. We've had some good times. Mark Mann just recently, if you haven't caught up the story of Mark Mann and him coming to Dark City, have a check out that. He's on his way, just come from Wembley. I don't think he was that impressed. But hey, you know, this is what it's all about. Wembley, L-E-Y, the lay of the land. You know, Mark Mann started off with us at Dark City, where he went to see Mark, the taxi driver poet, Chunky Mark. He's pushing a pig up the road to Westminster because of the state of the National Health Service. Not being run by the caring folks. I mean, our Rick's pointed that out on a number of occasions. You know, Mark goes from there then, and was it Tunbridge Wells? No, it wasn't Tunbridge Wells. Help me out. Where did he go? Looking for the butcher, the baker, and the candlestick maker. He found the spring lady, the lady who pulls water from the spring. Excuse me, she had a name. I learned it. It's gone. He found somebody walking a ferret up a street and he went into the local butcher and his journey led him to the local football team that had actually got through to go into Wembley this year. And sure enough, from there, he ended up in Wembley. He was at Wembley today watching the match. And now he heads towards Boris Triple, all the way down there. So, yeah, Mark's out there. Brilliant little journey of synchronicities. I do actually now believe he's been invited to a nudist camp. So I'm looking forward to that one. That'll be a first on radio. Mark Mann in the buff on the beach. That should be quite good. Anyway, Prajna, I do see, going, what's that? Ding, ding, ding.
I only wanted to dip in for a moment to say that I saw somewhere on the formidable internet today that today's Naked Gardening Day, and it was accompanied with a dreadful picture of some dear old chap standing out in his garden completely naked. But what relevance that has, I don't quite know.
No, well, that's all right. That's all right. Do you want to get in there, Rick? I can hear you chuckling in the background. Well, I think the YouTube thing kind of got you there.
Well, it's just so nice not to be talking about the oil all the time. You know, maybe it's a good. Maybe we should all take off our clothes. It might be a good thing. And I think they've got us all pretty well trained. I mean, you know, like you know, all these perceptions we have of, you know, shyness and everything. It's all kind of absurd. You know, in reality, I mean, we're born naked, so. You know, then we cover up. But You know, I think we're going to see so many changes in the near future that I think it's really going to be mind-boggling, you know, with free energy and, you know, so many good people now discussing, you know, so many important issues, you know, that have to be dealt with. And we can't leave it in the hands of our politicians because they're not going to do a damn thing. We already know that. So I think we need a whole new system of running the planet. You know, in every country, I think we need governments in place that are going to help, you know, their public and provide them with things like free energy. I mean, that would be wonderful. And it's high time that we had them because I think we could have had them a long time ago. But they like to keep things back. You know, they got to generate those profits for their, you know, for their rich masters. I wish I could say I understood the thinking of these people, but I honestly cannot, you know, because in truth, we're all in this together. You know, their families are affected, you know, by all the awful things that are going on in this world, the same as our families. But yet they're so enslaved to this idiotic system that they just can't turn their back on it. But the day's going to come very in the near future that they're going to have to, because we just can't continue on like this. And it's just so refreshing to be on shows like this and, you know, just kind of lay back and, like I said, get off the subject of the oil for a while and, you know, discuss other, you know, issues that are of, you know, that are of importance.
I kind of agree, man. We do, don't we? We start off, like you said, naked. We're nothing, basically. We've got, we get the support and the nurture of our parents and the peers who were around us at the time, but we start with now. Absolutely, Tish, you know?
It's the perceptions of people, Bob. I'll never forget, like, when I first got to the Czech Republic, we went down into the park in Olomouc for an interview. And, of course, I had to go to the bathroom. So I asked Jindrich, I said, where's the nearest tavern or pub, you know, and Yendra, he just points over to the bushes. And I'm looking at him and thinking, you know, what does he mean? And I said, Yendra, I said, you can't go just go over the bushes. There's kids and everything around here, for God's sakes. And he said, well, that's what we do. You know, and that's the way it is in Europe. I mean, when you got to go, you got to go. So, you know, I mean, just go over behind the bushes and do your thing. But my God, I mean, if you went into a park in Canada and you whipped your dick out, you'd be arrested in seconds. You know, that's totally unacceptable in North America. So that was another thing I loved about Europe, you know, just the openness and more freedom.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I think that might happen in the UK as well, man. I remember once going for reveal myself then. I mean, relieve myself. Went looking at a car. It was like a little car showroom. It was like a caravan thing. He said, oh, just whip around the back here, mate. You'll be right. And two police officers come and give us a right load of shite over it, man. Really was. And the bloke just pointed out it was private land and away they went. But, you know, you can't get away with anything like that also here in the UK. But, you know, it's a good point. You know, we're born naked, aren't we? We're helpless. We ain't got nothing. And you know, when those days are done here, it's the same. It's the same. You know, we're nothing. You're leaving nothing. You're having nothing. You're leaving nothing. It seems to be the area in between that causes the problems and the issues. And we seem to appear to own things and possess things and control things, manipulate things. Sometimes we even jump to the perspective we might even create things. But really, what do we do? We start with nothing and we end with nothing. Now, I don't want this to sound pessimistic, of course. We have got an opportunity to kind of bridge that gap. Bridge the gap. If it's good enough for the newborn and it's good enough for the oldest of our race, then, you know, why should we change it so much? Maybe it's the generations in the middle and the ideologies that are in the middle. Touched it the other day. I kind of went the other way with it. Now, let's put ourselves in the middle of these two warring factions. You know, these that say we can and these that say we can't. You know, let's forget that. Let's be the doers in the middle. You know, let them talk about our deeds, our actions and what we've done. Let them talk about them. Let's be sensational. You know, let's get on the major media. Let's get on the little media. Let's get on the fringe media, because we're not media. We're a voice. Well, we're many voices, but put together we become the voice. And I think the free voice of the internet. You know, there's many who make that claim, Rick, but you know, you've been a big cannon on the front of our little ship. You really have, man. You know, and you've taught me a thing or two. Not be what you've said, Rick, but the ones who won't let you in. The ones that won't accept you in. The ones that won't take people in who represent these different ideologies, these different cultures. They're not interested, Rick. That tells me a hell of a lot. Not, of course, what a man does or a woman does, or even a child for this matter, is vitally important. But what is also important, we observe those that do not.
Well, what I found, Bob, you know, like in all the different countries I was in, I know, like, I spent 6.5 months in Honduras. And according to the internet, Honduras is one of the most dangerous countries in the world to be in. But I spent 6.5 months there and I never had a problem. You know, it's all about your attitude. You know, when you go into these countries, accept what's going on and try to understand, you know, their way of thinking. And that's what I tried to do. And I had no trouble in any of the countries that I visited. But, I got email after email saying, you know, get out of Honduras. They're going to kill you and all of this nonsense. But it's like, as I said, I had no problems whatsoever. And, you know, and if, I really believe if we actually did travel freely, you know, without borders, that we would come to understand each other very quickly. And that understanding, you know, that's going to promote peace. And this is what we need. I mean, this going to war and killing each other all the time, that doesn't make a lick of sense. And, you know, we've been doing the same thing over and over and over forever. You know, and you'd think by now, you know, I mean, by now we should have learned that, you know, we're on the wrong track. You know, peace and harmony is the name of the game. And love thy fellow man and help your neighbors. You know, instead, today's world, you know, it's all about us. And that's what people seem to care about, just themselves. And I think that's a good deal of what's wrong, you know, with our planet at the current time.
Right on. Right on, Ricky Simpson. Anyway, Callie first, I do believe. Callie, in you come.
Hello, yes. I just decided with all that talk of nakedness and naked gardening day and all of that, I don't have a garden to garden, but I am going to take up the mantle, if you like, and I'm going to get my kit off and cook the dinner. That's it.
I was reading a further article about nakedness today, and someone saying that when you break an arm or a leg and they put a plaster cast on there, you can see the damage that it does to you because it covers up all the skin, so there's no vitamin D from the sun, and then other things waste away and so on. And they were saying that clothing really is hampering us. Well, anyone who knows me knows that I don't often wear a great deal of clothing. It is really important about vitamin D. There's one of the big lies they've been telling us for a long time is that, oh, you must cover up and oh, you must use sunblock and all that kind of thing. Well, the odd thing is, if you look at the parts of the world where people get melanomas, skin cancers and so on, those are all the places where fair-skinned people get out and cover themselves with sunblock and all that kind of thing, and places where people actually get out in the sun without sunblock, those are the places where you see far fewer instances of melanomas. And it looks like Sarah would like to get in, and everybody wants to talk. Go for it.
Yeah, well, I was just on the same subject about nakedness and sunblock. Is in Australia they have a massive problem with lack of vitamin D due to the fact that all the kids, as soon as they're out in the sun, they've got complete sunblock on, and so they're not getting any vitamin D, not even in Australia. And it does seem like a really, the more I've been thinking about it, this clothes thing has caused loads of problems when it comes to socialness, you know, from one extreme where women are in burqas to another extreme where women's bodies are used in bikinis to sell things, to sell sex and things like that. It's due to us wearing clothes, really, isn't it? If we were never wearing clothes, none of this would have would have evolved, would it? And I think a lot of people's hang-ups, and there's so many people who don't want to take their clothes off, who don't want to be seen with in a bikini or naked. They have to have the lights turned out and things like that. And it is actually pretty bad. If you only think about the effects that wearing clothes has actually had on the human race, it's not a very positive one, really.
Well, we only in the winter.
Yeah, and then
I live in bloody Manchester. Well, I'm not going out with no clothes on. No. We have had actually, though, somebody has said to help raise funds for Dark City, have we considered doing a topless calendar? So on that note, I think we throw it over to Bob Earthwise.
Yeah, I was just going to go back to all the melanomas in Australia. And if the truth be known, a lot of the atomic weapons testing was in the atolls in the Pacific, and the onshore wind from Australia comes from there. And, you know, is it really the sun that's causing all this stuff, or is it stuff that we've done to the planet? I'm convinced it's what we've done.
I think it might have a lot to do with those 3,000 nuclear bombs that they've tested, and they had no right to do that. And I agree, yes. I mean, all the fallout from all of those tests that were conducted, I mean, of course they've had a detrimental effect. I mean, all you have to do is look at French Polynesia. I think it was France that they detonated, I believe, 192 nuclear weapons in French Polynesia. And believe me, that didn't do the people of Polynesia any good.
Go on, Dawn. Quick.
Yeah, quick again before Dale speaks. Okay. Yeah, I just want to go back to the whole thing about the sunblock and whatnot. Certain kinds of sunblock, well, actually the majority on the market, are really bad for you. They're full of chemicals and whatnot. I'm actually going to plug something. It's not my site or whatever, but there is a site in the UK that's really good for organic stuff. I use their conditioner, shampoo, their suntan lotion, everything, because it's got none of the crap in it, none of the chemicals, none of the parabens, anything that is really bad for your skin. And if you think of the sunblock you're using or the shampoo you're using, if you think that it actually gets absorbed right in, like through the skin, so you can imagine what that's doing to your insides. It's got these unnatural chemicals and rubbish inside it. So anyway, this site is greenpeople.co.uk. It's very good, so I thoroughly recommend it. And I've noticed, like, since I stopped using all the stuff with chemicals and started using all that organic stuff from that website, it's been really good for my health, and I've felt a lot of benefits. Really, I just want to say is just look at the ingredients of things, look at what you're putting on yourself, and take care of yourself, your skin, your body. Right? I mean, I'm going off on a tangent here, but it also extends to things that you're drinking, like a lot of these fizzy drinks or these sports drinks in the shops, they rabbit on about how good they are for your energy levels and whatnot, and how they're healthy and what I thought of bollocks, to be honest. Basically, if you look at the ingredients, they're full, about 90% of these things are full of neurotoxins monosodium glutamate is one, and aspartame is another biggie. So if you look at the ingredients, very bad for you. Fizzy drinks as well encourages gastric acids. I'm just in a rant. gastric acid reflux up from your stomach. The acid from your stomach goes up your esophagus, and it basically burns the lining of your esophagus and encourages... a lot of people end up, if they drink a lot of these fizzy drinks, they end up with peptic or gastric ulcers. So, I mean, it's not just that you're thinking about. You're thinking about going back to the neurotoxins and whatnot. So these things are very bad for you. I generally tend to live on water, which I filter, but I really should be doing the reverse osmosis thing. Because I'm not getting all the fluoride. I don't know if they're actually fluoridating the water where I live, but...
Apparently in the UK there's not much fluoridation going on, but I think there is something, an alternative to fluoride in the water, so I'm not totally confident about what I'm drinking, but I think I'm a lot healthier than a lot of people in that sense. I do drink green tea as well, and I thought that originally that decaffeinated things were better for you than caffeinated, but apparently there's still some chemicals and whatnot that are really, the process that it goes through is not good for you at all, so I heard. I don't really know enough about that to speculate, but anyway, that's really all I wanted to put in there. So who's next?
I'm just going to let Narice jump the queue because her internet's really rubbish and she's not had a go yet. So, I am still thinking about selling the topless calendar. So if I can keep the ladies talking, I've got more chance. I don't think me and Bob Earthwise. And,
I think we should be even in the score here.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Well, we get a lot of offers for Rick. Anyway, we won't drift down that. We won't drift down. I have told them all, Rick, they've got to be over 21 now. I mean, it was getting ridiculous. Anyway, Narice. Have we lost her already? Narice? Oh, dear me. Okay, go on then, Bob. If Narice comes back, we'll let... Oh, are you back, Narice?
Am I there? Am I here?
Just teasing us now, aren't you? Come on.
Oh. Yeah, I'm on. Right.
You're on.
Yeah, cool. Okay, yeah, well, I was just saying, there's no hope of me completely stripping off because I have real trouble because I'm interested to talk about sun cream because my skin's complete. For a gardener, I'm completely sun intolerant because I'm ginger and I can't, like, literally, I can't be in the sun for more than about 5 minutes. Even mild type sun, I start getting lumps and bumps and I'll get prickly heat, start changing into something else. So I'm really keen to find an alternative, but I have to use...
The Arabian Sea's a brilliant cure. Yeah, you just go lie in the Arabian Sea, that's why I said yes. Mind you, that's my cure for virtually everything. It isn't cannabis, it's lie in the Arabian Sea. Slowly. I was the same. I just go pink. I go pink and turn into a lobster and then lie around for 4 weeks going, slow but sure integration into the sun, even if it's just like a minute and then a 2 minute and work your way into it. That would be my advice. I wouldn't use anything else. I'd slowly build up your tolerance. And like I've travelled, I've done India and stuff like that, and I'm all right now. I really am all right. It's just about conditioning, I think. Anyway,
can I just add something?
Yeah, go on, get in there, Lee.
Yeah, just a quick thing I just want to put across to everybody. I used to do a lot of surfing, spent a lot of time in the sun since I was 18. I've been in Tenerife, I lived out there on the beaches and everything. And just to keep what you're saying about your very fair skinned, just look at, wear long sleeves. I know it sounds daft, but look at the material. There's only one material that will block 100% the sun generally that you'd wear, and that would be Lycra. And when it's dry, it blocks about 90% of the sun out. When it's wet, it blocks 100% of the sun out. But a normal cotton T-shirt will block about 60 to 70% of the sunlight out. You still get a tan through a T-shirt or a light shirt. So basically, the easiest guide is hold it up to the light, look at the sun through the garment, and see how much light actually passes through. And you can get away with integrating yourself into the sun by wearing heavier to lighter garments on a daily, like through the week.
And we all actually know that to be a superhero, you've got to wear Lycra. Anyway, Prajna.
Do you know, I'm going to give everybody completely the opposite advice. Now, I was a blondie. In fact, all the old men used to call me Snowy when I was a kid. And whenever I went out into the slightest bit of sun, and I was brought up in a very, very sunny spot in New Zealand, I would go bright red. You know, I could never stay out of the sun, and it was really difficult as a kid. And then when I got older, I was living with a teacher in London, and he said, do you know, you're going to have to make friends with the sun. He said, what you need to do is you need to go out and get sunburnt 2 days in a row and you'll never get sunburnt again. And I thought he was completely off his trolley, absolutely off his trolley. But I did it because I had a lot of respect for him. And, you know, after that, I've never had a problem with the sun. I can sit happily out in the sun all day long. So although it sounds a very strange thing to do, I know from personal experience it worked for me. And now another thing about sunblocks is that everybody keeps going on about GM and what a big disaster it is and all that kind of thing. What you don't realize is one of the first products that they've put nanotechnology into is sunblocks. They've got nanoparticles, and they even advertise them with nanoparticles. Now, once you get down to the nano size with any element, it acts differently. It has a different color. It reacts differently chemically, all of this kind of thing. And although there's been a great deal of fuss made about GMO, very few people are making a fuss about nano. And they haven't. That's only because they haven't looked into nano and what it means. Now, I could talk for the rest of the show about this, but I better hand over to Bob, because I know that he wants something to say too.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, you know, forget all the sunblocks. Trust your own body. How does it react? You know how it reacts. If you burn quick, you cover up. You don't go into blistering sun. If you get prickly heat, deal with it. You keep yourself cool. I mean, I was involved with a woman at one point who couldn't sweat. She had ichthyosis and could not sweat, and I used to have to spray her. And that's how we dealt with it. You know, listen to your body. It's really important. It's telling you the whole time exactly how to deal with all this stuff. There was another point I was going to make, but that was so long ago I can't remember it. If I do, I'll come back. But who is next on the list? Sarah?
Yeah, it's me. Well, this morning I got on one of the sites that I'm on Facebook, is like Herbs and the Oils of the World. They actually put a recipe on for sunscreen. So sometimes I've got fair skin. If I go out a little bit in the sun, I can go brown. But if I do burn, I normally go brown straight away afterwards. But sometimes it'd be nice just to be able to stay out a bit longer and make sure you don't burn and you do go brown. And that's why sunscreen can actually be beneficial to stop you harming your skin in a lot of ways. And there's like a homemade one here made with almond oil, coconut oil, beeswax, zinc oxide, neem powder, jojoba oil, and whatever, and some essential oils. But obviously you have to be careful about what essential oils you put in there. And so it's so simple to make your own that you know isn't toxic. And this one also gets rid of bugs, so if there's a lot of bugs flying around, it'll also repel them.
Bugs? Is that like lawyers and barristers?
Bugs. Insects, flying insects.
Yeah, but your friend a lawyer is telling them for a minute.
So. Bugs, mosquitoes and stuff, you know, and things that bite you. I get bitten by mosquitoes, I don't like them. But another thing I wanted to mention as well is that everyone's talking about what you put on your skin as a toxic, and another really big one in the home is your actual products you use to clean with. Some of these have got really bad toxins in them, air fresheners as well, or people are just pumping toxins all around their houses. So, and I've been making, which I got off Nerisse actually recently, some disinfectant to clean in for the cleaning surfaces, and all that's made out of is orange peel and then white vinegar, which has been distilled, and then you leave it in a jar for 2 weeks, and then after 2 weeks you've got yourself a kitchen cleaner. So I think maybe we should be starting to look more at things like this, like your homemade sun cream, your homemade kitchen cleaners, and at least then you know exactly what's in it, and the kitchen cleaner's made from orange peel, which would have just been thrown in the bin, so you're reusing a lot more of your stuff.
Sarah, if you add colloidal silver to it, it will be the perfect antibiotic.
Yeah, I'm not one for killing too many germs, though. I don't mind having a few germs about the house, but it'd be good for a hand wash or something after touching raw meat or something like that.
Well, it's not raw meat, it's when you sneeze. It's being responsible, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely about being responsible. But colloidal silver is definitely a good idea. Or even tea tree in it.
Absolutely.
You're so right about all, you know, people not being aware of what can harm them. I know I read a report here quite a long time ago about talcum powder. You know, what we cover our babies in. And basically, the report stated that talcum powder wasn't much different than asbestos. You know, we all know that that's kind of harmful. So, I mean, literally, we're taking our infants and we're covering them in talcum powder, which could do them a lot of harm. But people aren't even aware of these things.
I actually found aspartame in jam the other day.
Oh, yeah, right.
Well,
yeah,
that should be banned. Is basically aluminium. So you're covering, you know, little kids in aluminium.
Yeah, good tip.
That can't be healthy.
if you're not prepared to eat it, don't rub it on your skin. Your skin is an absorbent, and it's the largest organ on the body, or in the body, or part of the largest organ you've got on your body is the skin. So, you know, why would you? You wouldn't eat aluminium. You know, you wouldn't use whatever nanoparticles or whatever they are and stuff. And you can do it. I mean, the white vinegar. I mean, if you go to an Asian cash and carry in the UK or Indian or Chinese, you know, one of the big cash and carries, you'll get a gallon for two pounds fifty, maybe £3, $4 or $5, maybe.
It's got to be the distilled white vinegar to have all the benefits, though, Bob, yeah?
Yeah, well, I'm just going to go off white vinegar, just plain white vinegar, right? The cheap, nasty white vinegar you can get. I've used this on numerous things for cleaning your windows. Works great stuff. For decalcifying kettles and coffee, because I'm a bit of a coffee glut. And I've used it for that. The packets that you can buy, which you dissolve, which actually are the crystallised powder of the same substance, will cost you the same amount. And you'll get two or three goals at descaling. Your kettle or your coffee machine, so really cheap things to do. So yeah, I'm pro all this. I really am. A lot of the time we're being handed over, aren't we? Somebody else is doing it for us. Now I don't think you see. I mean, I eat red meat. You know, I lie in the sun too long. I smoke tobacco. I don't drink alcohol. So, you know, I'm doing all these things, you know. I mean, there's a good chance I'll get skin cancer, I'll get lung cancer, you know. But it's all right. It doesn't really make any difference. I really don't give a flying monkeys about it all. Because if I do get cancer, I'll just cure it with Rick Simpson's oil. You see, that's what I say. Have a great time. Do you know, it won't kill you. Well, I don't lie in the sun forever. I mean, I fell asleep once under a sun lamp years ago, and that was ridiculous. I was flash blind and burnt down one side of my face. And that was through smoking too much cannabis. So, I mean, but you can't blame the cannabis. That was my fault. You know what I mean? Oh, that was me. But, you know, hey, that's the worst damage you could have. Go out and have a good time, you know. I really do. I think that's where I'm at with it now. Be noticed, you know. You know, there's a chance, and it might only be a slim one with all the spiritual and esoterical stuff that's about. It might be only a very slim chance that we are here just the once. But you know, if we are, we might as well make it as good as you can while you're here. You know, as good as you can. That's where I'm going at with a lot of this stuff now. So yeah, we've got it, haven't we? Just sat in this room here. You know, we've got a cure for cancer. We've got a cure for world hunger. We can build houses. We can build shelter. We can do it sort of out of our own power. And there's not a lot we're actually short of. Really, just a small group of people that have gathered in 3 months, 4 months since it's 4 months on the 11th. Two months officially. And a small group of people that have gathered together potentially have got all the skills required to create an alternative culture. Are we now a threat? Have we automatically become a threat because we present an alternative? Well, I don't think we are presenting an alternative. You know? I don't think there's an alternative to what?
Sorry, I was just going to qualify on that. We are not the alternative.
No. No, I don't feel like I'm the alternative.
We're the answer.
I just think I'm different, Rick. I just think we're different.
I think, you know, I mean, we all have the right to pursue life, and I guess in whatever way we choose. But, you know, but I mean, the way I look at this is, I mean, you know, when you look at, you know, well, we all know medical system and all this nonsense and pharmaceuticals, none of that's any damn good. So if you can use something natural and it works, then why not? You know, and I don't look at any of this as alternative. I just look at it at this as being a responsible human being. You're acting sensibly, you know, to avoid substances like aspartame and things like that. You know, when you look at aspartame, I mean, it's just a horror story. You know, Donald Rumsfeld, he was the one that pushed aspartame, you know, through. And they actually did studies with rats and things, and they found that when they gave the rats these big doses of aspartame, in no time they were developing brain cancers. But even though they knew all of this, they still pushed it through, and now it's in practically everything. And they're even calling aspartame a natural sweetener now, which I find mind-boggling. You know, I mean, we should be staying as far away from these substances as possible. If you want something sweet, go get a natural sweetener, not aspartame.
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't know aspartame can boggle your mind. I must have a go on that one. Anyway, Don.
I find mind-boggling. Yeah, I mean, we should be staying as far away from these substances as possible.
Okay, we just added somebody and they had the radio playing in the background, so if you wonder what the sound was, that was what it was. I actually was going to make a point and I've completely forgot what it was. If it comes back to me, then I'll jump back in.
Yeah, it was me going to make a point as well, wasn't I? So the point I was going to make about it was when you were saying alternative, it is an alternative, is it? We want to go back to more how we was. Obviously, a lot of technology and a lot of the life we live is good, but we want food to be food again, don't we? And we want to clean with things that aren't going to be toxic to us. We want to be able to breathe our air, and that shouldn't be the alternative, really. It's not the alternative, is it? It's what we want now.
One word we mustn't use is back to.
Yeah.
This is forward to.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah, forward to. Yeah.
Hang on a minute. I've already arrived. Where am I supposed to go? Am I sitting in the platform waiting on my own again, Bob? I feel like, what was he called? Is it Paddington Bear? It was Paddington Bear.
Oh, sorry, man.
Do I get a jar of marmalade and a
honey. Honey.
Honey. That's it was honey, get. Wasn't it? No, that was Paddington Bear. I'm thinking of the other one. What was the other one?
Rupert.
No, it wasn't. He was the one with the tan. I can't remember. I forgot. But it was definitely marmalade he liked.
Paddington Bear.
That was him. Excuse me. So what have we got? We've started with nothing. We've transcended through to the end. And somewhere in the middle, we've ended up getting sunburn. There's a Dark City show for us. Lee? Come on, mate.
Yeah, I just wanted to add about what we're talking about, the whole petrochemical addiction that the world's going through at the moment. And I think it was yesterday, in 1973, they planned an oil boycott, and it was a no-car day. There was a photo, I just come across a photo of a load of people having a picnic in the middle of the motorway. You know, and there wasn't a car. In fact, there was one police car in the whole view that you could see of the motorway. And it's like, it just amazes me that they managed to do it in 1973 with pamphlets and people standing on street corners screaming to let people know that this was going to happen. And then today, with the instant internet information we've got sharing, we just can't manage to do this sort of, pull this sort of thing off. You know, we have a garage boycott and nobody takes any notice. You know what I mean? They're just all huge queues the day before and double up on the petrol buying. It's just ridiculous.
Panic buying.
So we get sunburned and we get taxed. You know, and we look at it, what have we really got to look out for? You know, we've really got to look out for in life.
You forgot the poison bit.
Oh, the poisons. Yeah, all right. Yeah, there is quite a lot of poison out there. I mean, two biggest businesses on earth. Illegal drugs, so-called illegal drugs, all right? So-called. I'm putting my big little rabbit ears up for inverted commas. And weapons. Weapons. Those are the two biggest industries on earth. Now, when you consider what the petrochemical companies make, it's phenomenal. When we consider what the pharmaceutical companies make. Ridiculous amount. You know, the irony to all this, what actually turns out, and I threw bitcoins in at the beginning, but when they actually work out that they're actually
the value they've given stuff is now actually worthless. They've done all this to get rich and powerful. And it's useless.
Well, we're the ones that can take them down.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think we already have, Rick. I think we already have took them down. I think they're already fully aware of it now. There's nothing they can do. It's already happened, and we are actually preparing the way now. We're actually starting to put in permaculture, alternative medicine systems, you know, alternative ways of living, alternative ideologies, alternative media streams, music and live entertainment, which is coming right up with Boris in about 10, 12 minutes time. So, yeah, you know, I think we're already getting there, mate. I mean, we keep pushing, don't we, to break through. Well, let's accept the fact that we've already broken through. You know?
Yes, I would agree with that, Bob. I think we have broken through, but, you know, like people like me, I'm just frustrated from all the time it's taken to get this far, and I'd like to see it all change overnight, and it should change overnight, because, I mean, people are dying for no damn reason, mm-hmm. you know, and they're suffering everywhere, and they just continue dumping more and more, you know, poisons on this earth. You know, it's really frightening what's going on, and... You know, but, you know, if people just understood that we are the ones in control. We're the vast majority. If we stand up and we don't buy their gas and we don't drive their damn cars for a while, well, things change. And that's really maybe if that's what it has to come to, that's fine. You know, as long as we can do this peacefully and, you know, why not? Because it's more than obvious. I mean, it is our watch. And if we don't make the damn changes that are necessary, who's going to?
No one.
That's right.
Right, this is a bit of a weird way around about it, but Dave, I'm going to bring you back in the call, Dave. Dave's obviously trying to get in the call, and he can't work out how to turn his player off, so, oh no, doesn't matter, he's busy, so that isn't going to work. Or is it? Maybe not. So, I thought I'd give it a go. I don't like to try and get people in the room, and David came in before and his player was still on, so maybe we can sort that out for him just at the end of the show, last 5 minutes, why not? If we get a bit of feedback, we can always drop him off again. So we can make a difference, can't we? There's no doubt about that. You know, we've made our little chip here, coming together, self-empowered individuals doing what we can.
Hello
Dave, welcome to Dark City, man. We thought we'd give you an OE in the last 5 minutes.
You just meant to mute the player on the that I was listening in on.
No, you're doing fine now. It doesn't matter. Yeah, that's what I actually meant. You know,
hear that?
we can hear you, Dave. You see, when you came in, I could hear myself talking in the room. So,
all right.
Yeah, it's just.
I am worse than useless on this thing.
Yeah, another great show we've actually got on. Navigating a personal navigation. Hey, that was good for me with Dave Matthews. And that is on a Thursday. Is it a Thursday, Dave?
Yeah, Thursday, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I was just interested in all the stuff that you were all saying there about aspartame and then the fuel and, yeah, interesting stuff, because I'm into all of that stuff as well, so.
Well, go and have a rant, mate. We've got 4 minutes if you want.
Oh, God, I'm happy listening. Ali tried to get aspartame in lemonade in Tesco's the other day, and she could not find one single lemonade without aspartame.
Wow.
Frightening, isn't it? Don, I think, wants to get in there. We've got one from Chris. Don?
I don't know anymore. I had several fights a week, and they kind of went out of my head, but the whole theme of tonight, well, we've been talking about all the things that poison you, and it kind of extends out with not just like the things you put on your skin, which obviously, as I said earlier, and then Paul said as well, about the fact that it is absorbed into your body, really, and it goes into your bloodstream. So if you can imagine it goes into your bloodstream, you can imagine if you're absorbing these unnatural chemicals that are bad for you, what it is doing to your insides. But it's not just that. I mean, if you go into like what they're trying to tell us on the television, they're poisoning our minds, they're poisoning our bodies, they're fluoridating water, which is dumbing people down. They're every way that they can try and attack us, they are. But the thing, I mean, there's positives to this as well, because it's all in perspective, really. If you have an awareness of what they're doing, you can actually take action to remove yourself from maybe not all of it, but you can actually limit the damage that they're doing.
Totally agree, Dawn.
Steps.
Totally agree. You know, it costs them billions of man hours and dollars and pounds to actually put it into place, and we can smash it just by changing what we do. Really, I do agree with you, 100%. Chris?
Yeah, I'm still thinking of that naked gardening, actually.
I wonder how that works in radio, though.
I think I might get the kit off now and go in the garden and check my tomatoes.
I'll tell you what, Chris.
Radio, it doesn't work in radio, though.
And that's because it has been suggested, then I think it's only fair we do give the listeners what they want. And the next week, if we get what we need for the servers and stuff, you know, then we'll do full naked radio this time next week. So we'll have full naked radio this time next week, providing we have actually got the equipment and we've managed to raise the cash to do it. So yeah.
Well, I certainly got the equipment. But
and then for all the oh dear me, Dom, that's no. Maybe
that's just being facetious there, by the way.
Careful.
Would it be inappropriate if I check my tomatoes in the garden?
I'll
keep digging, shall I?
Just don't check your plums, Chris.
Yeah,
all right.
Be careful now. Be very careful. We've only got 30 seconds left.
For a group of very serious people, we certainly do know how to joke around.
Yeah, well, you've got to have a bit of fun, haven't you, Rick? Like I say, we start with nothing, we end with nothing. We get sunburnt in, and, you know, sunburnt. There's a chance we'll get poisoned. But, hey, there's a lot of laughs in between it all, isn't there? There's a lot of laughs. We've got to have the laughs. So, yeah, if you do want to help us out here at Dark City, we keep saying this, but if you do, we could do with it at the moment. We future-proofed it, but we're falling over. So, yeah, if you do want to help, please get and do it. But then that's about it, I think. We don't need that else. We're doing all right, aren't we? Are we all doing all right?
Yeah, I just say thank you.
Yeah, we are.
Everything's good.
Rock and roll, you heard it here on the Dark City.